Do you believe in affirmation? In today's episode, we are going to discover more about affirmation and how we can use it to achieve our dreams and the success we want. So come on and let's elevate to success. Welcome to another episode on Elevate with Bridget. This is your personal development person and the host of this wonderful podcast show. I am Bridget Adofo Ejapon, the host of this podcast. I am an author, a management consultant, life coach, and a content creator. What is your greatest priority for this episode? I guess there are a lot of thoughts going on through your mind, in your thoughts about the topic. You know, I made a question in the beginning. So it's all about affirmation. And let's do this. You know, with affirmation, some call it daily mantras, others call it affirmation. By I, Bridget, I call it the power words. Wondering why these are the power words? I will be telling you the reason why soon. So before that, I want to give you a short definition, my personal definition of affirmation. I say affirmation is the power words you believe in, you accepting that you in it, that the words that you bring out of yourself can change your life or can improve or upgrade your life. This is based on my experience. That's why I've given this definition. So the reason why I am saying affirmation is the power words, because using it, you have to believe in it, you have to accept it, and when you accept it and you say it with faith, it works at the top of your finger. It just works because of the subconscious mind. You inform the subconscious mind that you are ready to succeed with these words that you say out of your mouth. And oftentimes they say the mouth, or the words that we say out of our mouth, is powerful. So it's do work, or it's going to work when you say it out of your mouth. So for it to be possible, we need you to prepare your thoughts, prepare everything that you want to achieve in life by listening to this episode. And I know by the end of the episode, you will gain more from it. Do you think it is essential in our life? What do you think when you start proclaiming these words, you start saying it in your life, you begin with it, you accept it, you believe in it? What will you gain out of this? You will gain a lot and a lot. You are going to achieve your goals because the words that you say in it, you have power. You have power coming out of you, saying it out of you. There is faith backed with it. You have accepted it. So whatever that you say, your mind is already prepared to take that action and start working on your goals, because you are saying, I am going to be successful no matter what. My dreams are going to come true no matter what. So saying this, you energize your inner energy inside of you to keep hard, to work hard to achieve your goals. And it's a kind of manifestation. You manifest into your life. And also you develop the confidence and self-esteem of yourself and anything that you are working on. A lot of us, sometimes we don't believe in our dreams. We don't believe in our abilities or even our capabilities. So with affirmation backed with faith and acceptance, you start cultivating the habit of self-confidence. So as it's in March, I was invited to speak at an event and I was kind of nervous, but this is what I said to myself: I am going to make it. This training is going to be successful. I will do it no matter what. And I backed it with faith. You know that at the end of the event, people were thanking me. Oh, thank you. This event was too packed. Even to the extent that they were bringing out their ideas. I made it interactive for everyone. Like, even when I was about to step on the stage, I felt ish, can I do this? And I said to myself, I can do it. So I did something that could ease me a little. And then I would say I wasn't myself again. I started flowing. And so that's it. When you develop affirmation, you can develop your self-confidence. And you can love yourself. If you say, I am beautiful, and you backed it with faith and acceptance, no one will tell you you are beautiful before you accept that, oh, Bridget, oh, this lady, oh, Lisa, oh, Rachel, oh, this lady said that I am beautiful, so I'm beautiful. You already know because you have affirmed to yourself that you are beautiful. You are smart. You are knowledgeable. So this is what affirmation does to you. You love yourself because you proclaim it with power and you have faith in it that it's going to work and you have faith that your life will turn around. So if you don't believe in yourself, start affirming day by day with faith. It won't be easy, but slowly move to the upper height of the mountain. And also, due to this, I would love to share to you some things that some ways that we can develop or say out of us. But I've already said some. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am smart. I am creative. And with affirmation, the use of I am is so powerful than I shall. I shall is like you are. It's like, it's not a strong thing. But when you use I am, it is a strong thing to use I am for anything that you want to use. But if, let's say, you want to say an affirm word that, oh, I am sad, because of the power, when you say I am, like, there is a strong thing than even I feel. But when you say I am happy, what do you think will happen next? Back with faith. When you say, I am sad, you will be sad the whole day. But when you say, I feel sad, it's kind of minimize the subconscious mind to know that, oh, it's a feeling that you have. But so if you want to say positive things to yourself, positive emotions, I allow you to say, I am, than a negative emotion, say, I am. If you have negative emotion or saying things related to negative emotion, don't use I am, use I feel. Because I feel moved with like emotions, and emotions too is a broad thing. So I feel will be best for a negative emotion. So before we continue, due to this, I would like to recommend episode 11, how to start positive self-talk to you. This will help you to develop the positive self-talk for yourself. And also, I have launched a free course. It's a limited number, so if you don't rush, you can get the access. So it's limited for 100 people, and we kind of have like 20 slots left. So it's all about the power of positivity to rule your life. So imagine saying positive things to yourself. How can it impact your life? So this free course will help you to empower yourself, will help you to say positive things to yourself, will help you to motivate yourself and then push your dreams into reality. And also, there is a subscription product I have for you on board. And with this subscription product, it is related to my books, my coaching, my courses. So when you're a member, you get access to these things. When you pay, you get access to it. So I will leave the link in the episode show notes so that you learn more about the subscription products and the courses. But don't forget that Lift It High is still around the corner. You can grab Lift It High. And also, I'll be releasing a book on gratitude. And also, it is a short story that you can take a lot of lesson out of it. Even the first time I read it, I gained a lot aside the topic of gratitude. So it's a short story, but you learn a lot on the way. So I urge you to grab a copy. It will go live in December 22nd. So I'll need you to grab a copy so that you can help yourself and also help others too. Now, here are some affirm words that I would love us to learn. So, I have absolute peace of mind. My mind is powerful to bring the best out of. I am unstoppable and I am unmovable. I am unstoppable and I am moving higher and higher in life. My creativity are superb. I am more than enough. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. Each day I rise to greatness. I make small things great. So these are just a set of affirm words that you can say. But before that, I would love you to also create it. Create your affirm words. And also, I would like you to note that for habits of affirmation, you cannot develop it at once, but it takes time. If you want to achieve more in this step, in a sense that you want to affirm, you have to start daily, weekly, for some continuous number of time so that it becomes part of you. Are you ready to start now? Don't forget to share this show and rate it too. Practice and share and let's move in our next greatest height. Let's help each other. So see you in the next episode and stay blessed. Bye-bye.